I quit at being independent. I don't want to do this shit no more. This shit is draining. I'm so ready to have a man come into my life and take care of me. My tires pop. Two of my tires pop. And I'm sitting in my car because I don't know what the fuck to do. Obviously, I know what the fuck to do. But I don't want to do this shit no more. Like, I'm ready to have someone come into my life and take care of me. This shit is so fucking draining. This independent life. Like, I don't want to do this shit no more. I quit. Because every time something happens, I always have to figure shit out on my own. And I don't want to do that shit no more. Yeah. Ya renuncio. Ya no quiero ser independiente. Yeah. I want to be spoiled and taken care of. Because I don't have to. I shouldn't have to be stressing about shit like this. I'm tired.
I just paid 3 bills just now with my own debit card. Like the independent black woman I don't want to be. Don't ask me for a fuck thing.
What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command. Gentlemen, I want to have a fun-filled rant today. Oh, TikTok, 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 TikTok. Gentlemen, I love that particular platform. Even though I am not a member of it, I love what these modern women are putting out for the world to see. Oh, ladies, ladies, ladies. Time to give you one of my personal favorite phrases. You got what you said you wanted, i.e. being strong, independent, don't need no man. Even though, on a little side note, the strong and independent label was particularly marketed to black women. However, women across the spectrum decided to take up that particular mantle. Now that the environment has changed, you don't want what you got. Now, let me go ahead and interject another particular phrase that I love nowadays. Oh yeah, ladies. Now this phrase is from one Pinhead from the Hellraiser series. Welcome to the worst nightmare of all. Reality. That's right, ladies. That's right. Reality is kicking the living shit out of a lot of women. And guess what? They can't handle it. Gentlemen, this is wonderful. Now, why do I say that? It's simple. The one thing that men decided to do, which led to the ultimate downfall for a lot of women, was simply move out of the way. That's right, ladies. That's right. For the longest time, men tried to shield you from reality. However, nowadays, with all of the propaganda, with all of the blatant misandry, you know what? Men decided, hey, they want to be strong, independent boss bitches that don't need no man. Cool. I'm just going to get out of the way. I'm going to go fishing. I'm going to go watch some Pornhub. Oh, no, I shouldn't say that. So let's just go ahead and say, I'm going to watch some skin flicks. I'm going to play video games. I'm going to go ride a motorcycle. I'm going to learn how to build Gundam models. Whatever hobby that interests me, I'm going to fixate my time on that. Yes, ladies, you thought Big Daddy government was going to continue to be there for you. However, reality, nah, just like gravity, you can't beat it. But I think this is absolutely wonderful that so many, particularly younger women, are finding out the hard way. Yeah, life is kicking them square in the ovaries, and I find it hilarious. Now, there was a particular article that I wanted to cover. However, I'm going to save that article for another time. But yeah, it's a woman who is a quote unquote feminist who says, you know what? I actually do need a man in my life. Life is hard without a man. But you know what? They're so far gone. The programming is so complete that the overwhelming majority of women, they will not find this out until after they've hit the wall and men have finally said, you know what? We're going to tell these women the truth. Why? Because we're no longer trying to sleep with said woman. So yeah, she's going to get that smoke. Hopefully, more men will start out that particular process early in life. Now, I was watching It's Complicated, and the particular video he did, Still Blaming Men, the guys in that video, or should I say some of the guys in that video, particularly the first one he interviewed, guys like that with that thinking, they are the problem. Yeah, so many men are so afraid to be honest with women. Why? Because they know if they tell these women the truth, then guess what? She might not sleep with me. She might not validate me. Fellas, too many men are still stuck in that thought process. And hey, 2023, gentlemen, if you're still thinking like that, then guess what? You're part of the problem. But then again, there's also part of me that says, you know what? Fuck it. It's not my responsibility to try to fix these things. Let this raggedy bitch burn to the fucking ground. Hey, women themselves have said without saying that, yes, they would rather society burn to the ground than to actually fall back and get behind a man that let that man actually lead them to a better life. Hey, it's like Keanu Reeves told Al Pacino in The Devil's Advocate, better to reign in hell than serve in heaven. Got that wrong, but hey, I corrected it. Yes, a lot of women would literally rather reign in hell than to serve in heaven behind a man. Hey, it's their choice. Let them be that way. Gentlemen, you do not have to step in and save these modern women from themselves. No, 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 no. Grab your popcorn. Grab your favorite beverage. Sit back and enjoy the show. And what a show this is turning out to be. I look at it as real life entertainment. Nothing more, nothing less. Now, I mentioned how the strong independent label was particularly sold to black women. I was watching a video from Crimson Cure when she was doing a breakdown of Please Act Right, when he broke down some of those TikToks. And she said something that I had to go and check for myself. Now, yes, there are a lot of younger Black women who are trying to break the programming. I find it very convenient that there's a particular movie that is getting a reboot. And this movie was so destructive to the relationship between American Black men and American Black women. The effects of it are still going on to this day. Now, for all of the Black men who are here, you're going to know this movie very well. That's right, gentlemen. They are doing a reboot of The Color Purple. Yeah. Yeah. That movie, when it first came out, destroyed so many relationships. And what did it put into the head of Black women? That every Black man could be a potential mister. Yeah, that movie absolutely destroyed the trust between the American Black man and the American Black woman. However, that time when that movie came out, there was no internet. There was no way that Black men of that time could actually fight against that stereotype. Today, however, we have all the information readily available. Young Black men can actually say, you know what? I'm not going to fight against this stereotype. What am I going to do? I'm going to get my passport and get the fuck out of Dodge. Now, why would this movie be coming out during this time frame? I have my suspicions. Crimson Cure said, and I totally agree, a lot of younger Black women are starting to break the programming. So guess what? They need to re-inject them with a new set of propaganda, a new set of anti-Black male propaganda, if you will, in the form of that reboot of The Color Purple. That's right, gentlemen. It is insidious as hell. However, like I said, the times have changed. The environment has changed. This is not going to work. However, I hope it is a resounding success. Why? Because it's going to drive more and more young Black men to absolutely abandon the Black community. Hey, I wish the Black community would fix itself, but I'm a realist. It's too damn far gone. There is no fixing it. It is over. So the young Black men who can leave, they're going to escape. They're going to run out of the Black community. Or should I say the communita, the smoldering inferno that it is. But hey, what more needs to be said about this? What more, honestly, needs to be said about this new anti-Black male propaganda that's going to be put into theaters? Hey, it is what it is. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Let me know what you guys think of this new string of women who are saying they don't want to be strong and independent no more. I find it utterly hilarious. Ladies, you wanted this. You got it. Now you're going to eat that reality. Yeah. Yeah. Y'all ovaries are getting kicked all the way up to your esophagus. And guess what? Men like me, hey, we're just going to sit back, watch it happen, and laugh our asses off. Mm-hmm. And take this message to heart, ladies. The power you think you have with your cooch, which is really the only thing you have to trade, that power is going out. Feminism and the idea that men were going to continue to capitulate, to throw ourselves on our knees to try to keep getting access to that rotten box of yours. That's gone out right along with it. Because like these women have demonstrated, yeah, once men have stepped out of the way and let nature take its course, a lot of you, you're finding yourself in straight up survival mode. And guess what? You were not built for the reality that feminism and Big Daddy government sold you into. It is what it is. That's all I gotta say for this one. RPM, I am out.